live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's the live Saturday edition. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 855-453. You can, of course, join us on our website where we give you the features on the house. So head on over there, enjoy those. You can actually control the content. So not only can you control the airwaves in that you can call in about whatever you want, but you can also find things online and submit them as what we call show prep on our website. Then other listeners will take a look at what has been submitted. They will vote. You can vote as well, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So see what I mean? Get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, did you know the federal government's ICE guys were actually doing counterfeit, not just doing immigration, but also counterfeiting? They're looking into, I guess they...
Counterfeiting was the job of the Secret Service.
What does that mean?
Secret Service looks into...
No, I don't mean of money. I mean counterfeiting of products. Thanks for the clarification. Like Chinese knockoffs, for instance. Apparently, the federal government is very, very interested in spending taxpayer dollars to enforce and research and, you know, spend all kinds of time on trying to track down companies that are making knockoffs. And we'll explain to you, they've actually raided a flea market over this.
Well, now I feel safer.
855-450-FREE. We can tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Let's first go to the phones and the fun. Cody is in Maryland on the amp lines. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark.
Hey,
I'm calling you. Last night I heard you guys talking about the new CISPA law that has just passed the House on Thursday. They had added some interesting amendments and then shoved it on through. And I guess to boil it down, what Mark was bringing up yesterday is how it's no longer a cybersecurity bill, that it affects so much more than that in terms of demolishing the Fourth Amendment. But most specifically, what came to mind when I was listening to the podcast this morning is I'm curious how it might affect healthcare in regards to HIPAA privacy laws. And what comes to mind, you know, could it be integrated into compulsory state healthcare? And I don't know, since you deal with the Internet, there was this meme that went around years ago where a guy calls and orders a pizza, but is then told because of your private habits, you know, you'd have to pay $150 for this pizza. It scares me. You know, do you guys think that it would trump the HIPAA laws is my question.
The way it's written, the CISPA, and I forget exactly what it stands for, but it's the new Internet law that they're trying to pass. It trumps all laws, from what I understand.
Yeah, so. Basically you have no right to privacy at all as long as they claim that there's been some kind of cyber, cybersecurity breach. I mean, really, there are no protections from the Fourth Amendment as long as they claim there's a cybersecurity breach or some child is in danger.
It's the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. It passed the House by a fairly wide margin this week, and it's going on to the Senate. Obviously, Obama says he's going to veto it, but we know that that's not necessarily going to mean anything.
He said that with the that military bill that allowed them to take people away.
Right.
They felt like it.
And I'm pretty sure he said that before as well and then gone ahead and signed something. So, yeah, it's going to override everything. So there is no privacy if the federal government comes to some healthcare administrator and says that they need this information about you, then they're going to turn it over, likely. They can come to them without a warrant and ask for it, and most companies are going to do it. They're going to do what they're told by the feds, whether or not they actually have the official paperwork
in
order.
As if warrants are difficult to get.
Well, there's that, too.
I mean, in this day and age, warrants are basically rubber-stamped by judges.
But, yeah, then the individuals turning it over or the companies turning over the information will have no liability for turning that information over, even if it violates HIPAA.
That's correct.
Or if it violates one of the other privacy acts.
What a lovely incentive. And then just in regards to the veto threat, what comes to mind, I believe I read online somewhere where it could possibly be threatening a veto threat because the Homeland Security may not get enough access, since this seems to give more access to military and NSA. It's one of those where, well, we want to even add more tyranny, and that's what we're threatening to veto, unless we get that extra tyrannical, but then spin it through the media saying, like, oh, we're for the people, we're going to veto this. It's one of those strange dichotomies.
Hey,
but
all
anyways,
about safety,
I just wanted
you know?
To bring that whole thing with HIPAA up to you guys because it's just another scary part of that whole thing.
Thanks for the call tonight, Cody. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We talked in detail about CISPA last night, so if you want to get more down into the nitty-gritty of what exactly this is and what's going on, we shared a piece from Declan McCullough over at CNET.com. Of course, you can visit us over at freetalklive.com. Download last night's episode at your leisure.
Free.
Let's continue here, and we go to TSA George calling from D.C., also on an amp line. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was wondering, is there any restrictions in New Hampshire about how dark your window tint can be on your car?
Yes, there is. But, of course, that only applies if you have a New Hampshire car registration. If your car is registered in any other place, then they can't enforce that on you.
Yeah, I was just curious on that, considering just found out, the window tint that I just got on my car the other day is a little too dark. I've not gotten pulled over for it, but it's like, geez, what gives these guys a right to tell me how dark my tint can be?
It's officer safety. You could be sitting in that car with a grenade launcher and blowing up when it came to the window.
That is the I believe that is one of the beliefs behind what they're
I suppose
they're
it
doing.
Could happen.
And yet in Florida, they don't have such restrictions.
They do, actually, in Florida.
Yeah, there's a darkness.
I was actually at one point pulled over for speeding in a very in a neighborhood in Florida and was told that the officer thought my tint was too dark, so she was going to call out a tint meter, as it is called, and she claims she put the call out for the tint meter, but the guy with the tint meter was busy on another call, so I got lucky that night. And
did you feel lucky?
I'm just glad I didn't have to deal with the ticket. Because I didn't get a ticket for speeding either, so I got to go away from that, no problem. But yes, it is illegal in Florida, and I was driving around with illegally tinted windows for a number of years and never had a problem except for that one time. And that's another question is, like, wherever it is you are where tinting is illegal or a certain amount of tinting, is it legal for them to pull you over for it? Is that a primary offense? Because that it's hard to say it's going to be a primary offense. Although
I just looked it up in Virginia as a Class 3 misdemeanor, and get this, technically they can pull over out of state cars for violating Virginia law on that, even though the car's not registered in Virginia.
I don't see why they wouldn't be able to. I mean, they can.
I don't know. I mean, they can't pull them over. You can't get pulled over for a bad inspection if you don't have a New Hampshire inspection sticker. If you're not a New Hampshire registered car in New Hampshire, they can't pull you over for a no Michigan inspection or wherever else the inspections are.
Yeah, that's what they choose. That's how they chose to write the law. But it doesn't seem like, I mean, they write these things. These guys that write these laws know they don't have to abide by them, so they can write them any way they want.
George, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it at 855-450-FREE. Bob, listening in Portland, Maine to WGAN. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I like the comments there about this. What is this? This CISBOS, this boom bang thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting so we need to either speak German or Tarzan language. Security good, right, Jane? I mean, where, what happens if these people think the Constitution is what, a good suggestion?
I don't think they think about it at all.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the Constitution is meaningless to, not just to the folks in D.C., but also to state government people. They don't care about it.
Yeah, I've been thinking we should all get together and have a Constitution burning and have a funeral for it.
That's a great idea. Actually, wasn't that done up here in New Hampshire a few years ago?
They buried it.
Yeah, didn't the Cannings have a funeral for the Constitution?
I believe they had a funeral.
I think it was for the Constitution.
I think,
though,
Bernie, it would probably be misunderstood by most folks.
Well, listen, I heard a comment on Facebook the other day whereby the Democrats burn the flag and hide behind the Constitution, and the Republicans burn the Constitution and hide behind the flag.
I've never heard that one before.
I think it's about as accurate, short, and sweet as it gets.
I love it. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. So the Democrats burn the flag and hide behind the Constitution, while the Republicans burn the Constitution and hide behind the flag. It's good stuff.
It's amusing.
All right, 855-450-FREE. And what really is the difference between Democrats and Republicans anyway?
Apparently that.
1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.55.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.97.18, $8.48.59 for a half ounce, or $4.24.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.97.18, $8.48.59, and $4.24.29.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the genius. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this immortal death.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocide of corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And all the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They're the sponsor of our phone lines, and they can help you with collections.
That's right. They do accounts receivable of all sorts, whether it's early billing, collections. They purchase charged-off receivables. They do it all. And they do it in a manner that, well, your business will be respected. It's SACL CAI. They're, you know, that not only want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They've been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very long time. The folks over there care about the ideas of liberty.
So, Have you ever been to, you worked at a flea market before, right, Mark?
I've worked at a flea market, sure.
Yeah, I've worked at a flea market as well back in about a decade ago. I was doing some campaigning, or I think it was petitioning to get something on the ballot down in Florida. And so I'm kind of familiar with working on the inside of flea markets. Certainly, most people have been to a flea market before. And when you work at a flea market, that's when you start to kind of see the nasty side of the state. You probably don't notice it as a customer to the flea market. As a customer to the flea market probably seems like a relatively freewheeling place where all manner of products are able to be found, or a fairly wide variety of products are able to be found at a pretty low price because, well, a table of flea market isn't very expensive. I think I paid like $10 for a whole day or something like
really?
That. The market I was at, like the big Red Barn or something, is in Bradenton, Florida. And you're familiar with that, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. It's legendary, sure.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're there as a customer, you probably don't notice. But if you're there as somebody who's working the flea market, that's when you start to hear that the state is lurking about. In a lot of places... Thankfully, Mark, we're now here in New Hampshire. There is no state sales tax, so this doesn't happen here, probably. But in a place like Florida, where there is a sales tax, and most places where there are sales taxes, flea markets are a good place for tax agents to sniff about.
Sure.
They're looking to
buy. A lot of people not collecting the state's tax there, supposedly the state's tax, this amount that the state claims on all transactions that transpire within its arbitrary borders. And
right.
Territory. Says that you owe it because you have changed money from one hand to another.
Well, let's make it clear. You don't owe it. You owe them. The state is not an entity. It doesn't exist. It's just an idea. It's just human beings that are using force and the threat thereof on other human beings. So there are men calling themselves revenue agents who will come around and they will ask you, if you are at a booth at a flea market, they'll ask you to see whatever proof that you've been collecting sales taxes on the stuff you've been selling. And if you don't have it, then they're probably going to charge you with some sort of crime. You could be arrested and taken out of the flea market. So this is not something that's unfamiliar to people that work at flea markets. Usually the word kind of goes around, as I understand it, like, hey, you know, the sales tax guys are here, look out, that kind of thing.
And that spreads pretty quick.
Yeah. But now it's gone further than that. Now it's no longer just the local tax boys that are creeping around flea markets. Now, federal agents are to be found at these locations. According to the Baltimore Sun, Hannah Cho reporting that vendors at the Patapsco flea market have a history of allegedly selling counterfeit and pirated merchandise, according to an affidavit, which outlines the latest...
So these are like the Joakley's glasses that look like Oakley's but cost $7?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which outlined which...
But that fools everybody.
You know, Mark, I like a good knockoff. I think that for the amount of money that you're going to pay for Joakley's, why not? I mean, if you pay a lot of money for sunglasses and then lose them or break them or anything like that, you do that one time and you've probably paid for, 10 or 12 Joakley sunglasses.
I have the same concern about the prices of expensive sunglasses that you do. But another thing that bothers me about cheap sunglasses is I don't want level of protection you're actually getting from it. If they'll lie about who manufactured the sunglasses, mm-hmm. then they'll stick that UVA, UVB polarized thing on there and lie about that too. They're just a bunch of liars at that point, and so you can't be certain what kind of level of protection your eyes are getting from these sunglasses.
If it's called Oakley, then it's not an Oakley.
Indeed,
that's not a lie.
But
I see where you're coming from.
They have the big O on the side. They make it look like these are
You think that's dishonesty? I don't think that's dishonesty. I think that they're just trying to market a product.
Do you trust them? Two, that what they're saying about the level of protection that they have on the little sticker on the sunglasses is true?
I honestly don't know. All I want to know is...
If you don't know, then that means you don't trust them.
All I know is if it's going
to
block
the... Would you trust this company to pack your parachute, is what I'm asking you.
You know, if you want, you should pack your own parachute. That's
indeed,
the best way
that's
to
what I'm
do
saying.
It right.
But I trust the expensive sunglass manufacturers and the level
sure,
of protection.
Sure, you can call them and talk to them.
Indeed.
So that helps. But you can tell if glasses are at the very least polarized, typically. So I
don't know everything about polarization. I agree with you. You can look at certain things.
If it kills the glare, then it's probably polarized. So That's really all I'm really concerned with.
I know. You just want some kind of darker lens to look through. You know, sunglasses made from 1937. I got you.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, capping a 2.5-year-long investigation into counterfeit apparel and accessories, as well as pirated DVDs and musical recordings, federal investigators confiscated numerous items being sold there on a raid at Patasko Flea Market. It says here that it's been the Federal Homeland Security Investigation Special Agents that have been involved here. They released few details about the raid, but the affidavit details several undercover operations that found that many of the items sold at the flea market were fake. They included goods with high-end brand names like Nike, Uggs, Polo, North Face, Louis Vuitton, and Gucci. In one instance...
Really? The Gucci and Louis Vuitton that you buy at the flea market isn't real?
Did you ever hear about those, kind of Tupperware parties for ripoffs?
No.
Yeah, they apparently have these things. I remember one of them came to my neighborhood down in Florida one time, and my girlfriend at the time got an invitation to it. And basically, you go over to somebody's house, and they have a bunch of knockoff products, you know, purses for 30 or 40 bucks or whatever, as opposed to 900 or whatever you'll pay.
I know that's ridiculous.
A Louis Vuitton purse. Now, when it comes to sunglasses, I get where you're coming from, Mark, but when it comes to a damn purse, the hell? Really?
Having not carried one, I'm not the one to say, but I do know that, the feminine of the species tends to notice the differences, the subtle differences between the... I mean, if you're going to carry a knockoff Louis Vuitton bag, then you probably know what the real one looks like, and that there are ways to see the subtle differences.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying there, Mark, but as far as is it going to carry your stuff...
I know, man.
The difference between a $40 purse and a $400 purse... I'm sorry, the $400 purse is not going to carry 10 times as much stuff.
Or it's 10 times as better.
Right, it's not going to be as 10 times as strong.
I got you.
So I think there's a real place for knockoff product.
Having never purchased a purse for myself, I don't really, you know, have any place to be speaking regarding that.
In one instance in which undercover agents bought goods from vendors there, 34 of 38 items were found to be counterfeit. During the same outings on March 31st...
There were four items that weren't?
And April 1st, agents bought a set of novelty contact lenses found to be dangerous. The lenses could fuse to the eye, causing permanent vision loss, according to the affidavit.
This is kind of my point on sunglasses.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. If you're buying your contact lenses from the flea market, you might want to think twice. But there are some things that are made...
There are some novelty ones out there, you know, people cast eye ones and things like that. People don't want to pay much for that.
Toll-free number is 855-453. If I'm going to put something in my eye, then I'm going to pay for something good.
I got you.
Free Talk Live.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number here is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. We've got a lot of them. In fact, we've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006, all free for you over at freetalklive.com. So download as many as you would like whenever you want, freetalklive.com.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month. For fractions of a penny apiece, you do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over at LibertyStickers.com. You can go through there and just browse through them, take a look. Many of them are quite witty, insightful. It's LibertyStickers.com. Also, they'll make custom stickers for your band, business, church, whatever you want. There's certainly a minimum that one has to have. They have bulk sales for businesses like retail businesses or flea markets. We're talking about flea markets. You can have them, any of those. LibertyStickers.com.
All right. So we're going to continue here in this piece about Patapsco Flea Market in apparently the Baltimore area. Baltimore Sun reporting on this, where federal Homeland Security agents have raided this flea market. Now, you'd think Homeland Security is involved. That must mean there's a terrorist operation running this flea market.
Illegal aliens.
Or so-called illegal aliens or something like that. But no, it's people selling goods that look like Nike, Uggs, Polo, North Face, Louis Vuitton, and Gucci.
Now, they were doing this previously with Rubik's Cubes.
Really?
Don't you remember they were scouring? It's been about 5 years. They were relatively new at the time. But
they're going after knockoff Rubik's Cubes,
yeah.
Incredible.
So, I mean, I don't think that the average American imagined for a second that when they created this new overarching umbrella body called the Department of Homeland Security, that one of their jobs would be policing intellectual property disputes among businesses. I mean, I don't want to pay for that.
Nor do I. And how much money did this cost? It was a 2.5-year-long investigation into this one flea market.
It's absolutely ludicrous. Now, if the NFL, and I believe that was one of the companies there, and Louis Vuitton, and these companies have a problem with other companies selling their knockoff stuff, those companies should hire investigators. Those investigators should find and collect evidence on their own, and then they should bring those people to civil court, and they should hash it out there if that's what they want to do.
I think that's a better choice than getting the feds involved, but I still don't agree that this stuff belongs in court at all. Use the market to solve your problems. If somebody's ripping off your product and you don't like it, then figure out better ways to protect your intellectual property, or make sure that your customers know where to get the official merchandise, etc. Make sure that you're not going to do business with anybody that's using rip-off products. But otherwise, leave the people at the flea market alone. If I want to go and get a fake New York Jets jersey, then who cares?
Well, what I think I find amazing is how much of these things people give away in a year. When you're talking about the sort of secondhand clothes market out there, people are giving away jerseys all the time. There's people all over the world getting free clothes from America,
right,
that are name brand, and why they're policing this stuff, it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
How long is it before they go to garage sales and start making arrests there?
The problem I have with Louis Vuitton bags is that they're using a trademark, and I think a trademark is probably the most legitimate
but
form
usually
of
usually they don't use a trademark.
Louis Vuitton is covered in trademark. Do you know what the pattern?
The LV.
Yeah, that's the LV on it. So, I mean, the very bag itself is a trademark.
But usually there is some sort of change. As you pointed out, there are people that know what to look for, and they know that there's
usually it's on the inside of the bag. And if the customer is fooled, then you have a legitimate fraud. Do you understand? Like if
no one's fooled when they pay $40 for a Louis Vuitton bag,
unless they're told that it's for whatever reason it's a blowout sale. Somebody's being fooled. I understand most people are not fooled. Somebody's being fooled. If you can get together a class action suit
of people
that claim to be fooled, then then there would be a tort.
I think that you're right in that trademark is certainly one of the better concepts around intellectual property, because nobody, I think, in the liberty movement supports the idea of fraud. But on the other hand, I also don't like the idea that someone can't tell me I can't, draw a picture in a certain way that somebody else drew a picture. That's pretty insulting.
I understand. It's not the picture drawing. It's the lying. It's the fraud that's that I have a problem.
Okay.
If you create a red and white can that says Coca-Cola in a fanciful script.
So is it fraud if somebody creates a Louis Vuitton bag, but they spell, Louis different? It's Louis, but if they spell it Louie, is that fraud?
You're getting in the area of buyer beware.
Buyer beware, exactly. You better
point,
know what you're getting into.
Well, I'm telling you, at some point or another, if there is no protections on people's copyright, that you're going to have issues of people being defrauded.
Toll free number here for your thoughts. Welcome at 855-450-FREE. According to the story, there was a raid on this flea market here. The market for counterfeit goods and pirated and unlicensed merchandise has become widespread, especially with the explosion of online marketplaces. It's practice that deprives companies of revenue, they claim, as well as debases the quality of brand names.
Now, I think it's very interesting, this deprive companies of revenue thing. Because you could really see the corporato-fascist state at work here. When your house gets robbed, the police don't scour the town looking for your stuff. Pretty much everybody who's an adult understands this. Maybe if you're a young person, you think that the police have a division that spends all its time looking for stolen cars and things like that. If they run across it, they'll certainly get it to you, but it's not the highest thing on their list. However, when the federal government gets involved, the companies are involved, yeah, they've got the sway, and they'll manage to get the police out there. This is a property crime, if anything. The claim is that this is theft. I do not believe this is theft, because no one, Louis Vuitton nor the NFL, has had anything stolen from them in real life.
Well, this is the same argument, this argument that we're losing revenue, is the same argument that the music companies and the movie makers will make when they're looking at the issue of file sharing going online. They'll say, well, all these people are not buying our games, or they're not buying our movies or music, and so therefore they would otherwise buy them, and so therefore we've lost billions of dollars.
There's really no evidence to that. If I go online and I download Mickey, You're So Fine, it doesn't mean I would have spent money on it.
In the same way, it doesn't mean that if you buy a fake Louis Vuitton purse that you ever would have been in the market for a real one. I mean, if you can afford $400 for a purse, then you probably aren't looking at the fake purses.
That's probably just the change purse, the wallet for that.
For the $400.
For the $400. But, you know, I mean...
So the argument's the same, and it's just as fallacious.
Well, it's just as fallacious as the argument that if I drive a junky car, that I'm devaluing the neighborhood. Or some bigot might say if a black person walks down the street in the neighborhood that it's devaluing the neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to claim that your property has been devalued because of something that I'm doing, you're on a slippery, slippery slope.
Who out there besides the big corporations actually supports this? I mean, is there anybody listening tonight that actually thinks the federal government should be raiding flea markets and threatening flea market vendors for selling, you know, products that are from China or wherever it is they're being manufactured and they look similar to regular products by name brands that you're familiar with? Should this be... Is this what you expect from the federal government? Is this what you want them to be doing with the money that you pay them every single year? Does this make you feel good? Or is it only something that's benefiting corporate America? Is there something we're missing here? Can you explain?
Are the police officers, whatever level they are, the federal agents here, are they heroes? Because people will often say that, and I just always wonder when people are employed in just this dead-end bullcrap that their bosses put them into. Because I'm sure these people did not get into Department of Homeland Security and law enforcement in order to chase after people that are, making knockoff Miami Dolphins shirts.
Under Armour, in a statement, said this. This is, brand name Under Armour said, quote, "Individuals who produce and sell counterfeit goods harm the American economy. The reality of counterfeiting is that it's much greater than just buying a knockoff item at a discounted price. It's a multi-billion dollar a year problem that undermines corporations." Oh, no! You poor multi-billion dollar corporations! How dare anyone compete with your products and make a product that looks similar, but maybe costs a tenth as much or half as much? 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition of the program. The number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are there for you. All of them are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There are links to Amazon there, and you know, you might even be able to buy knockoff products through Amazon. They have all kinds of third-party dealers on there, and I
probably not for long.
I doubt Amazon can vet every single thing that they are selling, but you usually get the good stuff through Amazon. Go to Amazon. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com
to get to Amazon,
and that will allow you to enter Amazon through our affiliate links in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada. We've got different links for each one of those Amazons, and then you'll get the stuff you're looking for at a great price and delivery to your door, and you'll help Free Talk Live at the same time. So get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com.
If you're into the Ron Paul revolution that's sweeping the nation, Ron Paul's backed up all kinds of liberty-oriented entertainment. And I think one of the best forms is music. Everybody loves music. And it's a great way, if the song's good, it'll get in somebody's head. And it's a great way to get the ideas of liberty spread far and wide to people who aren't even necessarily looking for them. A band out there that's got several liberty-oriented songs is Raja Mojo. You can go to YouTube.com and listen to their music. If you like it, please make a comment. And thanks to everybody who has made comments over at YouTube and at CDBaby.com, where you can buy the songs. I went over there for $3.16. You can have all four of their songs. It's Raja Mojo, CDBaby.com. And it's incredibly easy to do the downloads. They're you know, near the top of the charts and at the top of the charts in all kinds of different categories at CDBaby.com. Lots of people have purchased this, lots of Free Talk Live listeners, and, you know, thanks for everybody who has purchased them, and if you haven't yet, now's your opportunity. Continue, perpetuate the revolution. It's RajaMojo@cdbaby.com.
We're going to get right into your phone calls here, but I just want to share this statement again from Under Armour. For those of you just tuning in, we're talking about a raid that the federal government has performed on a flea market. And I imagine this is just one of many. This is probably not going to be the only flea market they decide to perform this operation on because, hey, it's easy to pick on flea market vendors. They don't have, by virtue of the fact that they're working at a flea market, they probably don't have a whole bunch of money to hire a lawyer. I'm just speculating. I'm sure there are a handful of flea market vendors that are just rolling in dough, but they don't put off the appearance that they're particularly wealthy. And so, yeah, let's just like any bully, you want to go and pick on the easy marks. So they go into the flea markets where people are paying, what, $20 for a table or something like that for a day.
And another thing that the manufacturers here claimed, Under Armour claimed, and I don't think that, violating copyright to me is the most legitimate form of intellectual property out there, but they were claiming that they were undermining the economy.
Well, that's the quote here. It says here that individuals who produce and sell counterfeit goods harm the American economy. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Right, absolutely, it's far from the truth. The economy is people buying things and getting the things that they want, and they're doing it voluntarily. What you got to understand is I'm never going to go out there and spend the kind of money for some of this high-end merchandise
right.
that has these name brands, whereas I might be convinced to get some of this knockoff stuff. Some of the stuff, it all depends. I mean, I've spent $300 on a pair of sunglasses. I've also spent $3 on a pair of sunglasses.
So it's money you might not otherwise have spent in the economy. Maybe
right.
you would have just saved it. Or perhaps you would have spent it on the real product, but you decided the knockoff was as good. And so therefore, that keeps money in your pocket,
right,
which means you can buy more.
Spend on something else.
Right.
So the idea that the economy is harmed, if I spend $900 on a bag, if I were ever to spend... If I spend $10 on the knockoff bag, then I have whatever amount of money left to spend on other things.
Go get some groceries or whatever.
How many Americans are actually putting money away? In 2005, Americans spent more money than they made.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. So let's go to Teresa, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Teresa.
Hi. Let me give you my perspective as a designer. Now, mine is interior design, but let me give you my perspective on this. This whole thing and going after these flea markets and these people that are selling knockoffs is the biggest bunch of garbage. Here's the deal. I, as a designer, years ago came up with a client, a sofa. At the time, all sofas were straight arm, all pillows were straight across the back. I had a very feminine woman who didn't like them. So I said, okay, let me come up with a design. I did a rounded arm. I did throw pillows across the back. I had a custom company do it for me. Next season at market, there's my sofa.
Yep.
Next season after that, 10 companies have my sofa. Here's the law. All you have to do is knock it off 10%, and you can go into court, and there's nothing you can do about it. For my sister-in-law, who has a store in Beverly Hills, you get a designer item. Every store, Macy's, you name it, knocks that item off all the time. It's done every day of the week. It's done all the time. It's perfectly legal. These purses are more than 10%. You buy a Louis Vuitton for $1,200. You buy one for $35. I've bought them. And I have to tell you, they're more than 10% difference. And why pay $1,200 when you can pay
$35? You'd have to be insane.
What's the 10% difference?
10%. That's all you have to do. And it's done every day in interior design. It's done every day in the clothing design.
It means the product is 10%
If any woman wants this to Oscars, you'll see the next day they're saying, we're knocking off the dress. It's done every day.
Now, this is interesting that you bring up design as far as clothing is concerned, because as I understand it, having talked to, I think it was Dr. Mary Ruard who enlightened us on this, that there is no copyright that can apply.
Correct. There's no copyright
that can apply
on your
to
furniture,
design
on your clothing, nor on, like I said, a Louis Vuitton. If you've looked at the difference in the purses, for example, the stitching's different, the fabric's different, they even print the V differently. It's enough of a difference when you're buying the cheaper thing that if you went to court, if that flea market person went to court, they would win. And they know, the manufacturer knows that they couldn't win against these knockoffs. So
however, that's very unlikely that, and the feds know, that it's very unlikely that a flea market dealer is going to have the money to go to court.
Exactly.
So they know they can just go and crack down
and
on these
guys. And yet
they
know, well, go look at somewhere in a very expensive store like Saks, and you can go down to Penny's, find the same thing. It's just done a little differently.
Yep.
Teresa, great
so
call.
It's
Thank
just
you.
For... The federal government, they're so full of garbage on this to intimidate these people.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
It's done every day in the design world.
Thank you, Teresa. Great call. Appreciate hearing from you and the expertise as well. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Ladies first, Denise is listening in Virginia, also to WNIS. Hey, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was at Patapsco when they did the raid.
Really?
Was in Maryland for the weekend. Yes, I'm going to tell you what it looked like. I thought someone had died. I really did. They had every exit, including the interstate, blocked by federal cars or buses. They had yellow tape around the whole thing. I go there twice a year. We
every
all
exit to the interstate was blocked off?
Oh, that's going to be convenient for everybody.
Every exit to Patapsco was blocked off. Even on the interstate, they had these big school buses blocking it. Every exit and entrance to that flea market was blocked by federal agents. They brought buses, like Greyhound buses, in to take the merchandise out. It was ridiculous. Everybody that goes to Patapsco realizes it's knockoff. We all go there. I go there a couple times a year. I was shocked. I didn't know what was going on. I went on the internet and it said they were raiding it. I was like, for what? So I stopped somewhere and all the merchants happened to be where I stopped, at a fast food restaurant. And so I asked one of the ladies, what's going on? And she said some people were selling the stuff and they raided it. That's ridiculous. There's some families who actually buy legitimate socks and clothes for their children there. It was pouring down rain. There were people who were walking there that couldn't get in. It was crazy. I wish I would have taken pictures.
Greyhound busloads full of products they trucked out of there. You want to talk about damaging the economy?
Right.
They're going to go and set all that stuff on fire.
Yeah. And I asked the lady, I said, they didn't arrest you guys? She said, no, they just took our merchandise. And
I said, well, now that's interesting, isn't it? Because if they
I thought the buses were for people. The buses were for merchandise, she told me. And I was there. I'm telling you, I was right there. It was last week, Sunday. In the morning when they opened at 10, they raided it. We could never get in.
Several friends who are pretty, they're straight out Ron Paul supporters. Were Paul sympathetic?
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming, for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.